From Radio City in New York, this is the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson, with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring, and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, Miss Dorothy Kirsten of the Metropolitan Opera.
Well, keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers,
good evening, folks. Good evening. This is Al Jolson in the old Kraft Music Hall. And tonight, we're still in New York. I never realized what a big city New York is. Everywhere you go, the sidewalks, the stores, the theaters, the traffic, everything is jammed. And you know something? If all the people in New York were laid end to end, it'd probably be the taxi drivers who did it.
Baby face, you've got this cute little baby face. There's not another one could take your place. Baby face, my poor heart is jumping. You're sure sad as something up, baby face. I'm up in heaven when I'm in your heart and brain. I didn't need a shove, 'cause I just fell in love with your pretty baby face. I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. You're like a breath of spring. You make old Jolie sing about your baby face. Well, well, Oscar boy, we've been in New York. We've been in New York a couple of weeks now. Yes, sir, we've been in New York a couple of weeks. Tell me something, son. How do you like it?
I like it. Just as many people don't talk to me here as in Hollywood.
But Oscar, you know something? The most exciting thing that's happened to me since I've been in New York happened today. You know what happened?
What happened?
They asked me to star in the Pulitzer Prize play, Harvey. Honestly.
Isn't that the story about the man who imagines he sees a 6-foot rabbit, but no one else sees it?
Yes, Oscar, and I accepted the part. I'm going to play the invisible rabbit.
That isn't anything new for you.
What?
Playing an invisible rabbit isn't anything new for you.
No?
You were invisible in your last picture.
Oscar, get invisible. Look, didn't anything excite you since you've been in New York, you know?
Yeah, the great big building.
Yeah?
Now, yesterday I had to go over to the Squibb building.
What's so exciting about the Squibb building?
It doesn't have elevators.
So?
They just put you in a tube and squeeze the bottom.
Well, you know something? As much as I wanted to get to New York, Oscar, I'm now even more anxious to leave.
You don't have to be in such a hurry to get out of town. The subway fare doesn't go up till July. Besides, I don't know why you'd want to leave. You've always loved New York.
That's right, Oscar. I remember when I was a kid, I used to stand outside Luschau's restaurant on 14th Street with my nose pressed against the window and watch the celebrities eat. Just for old time's sake, I went down there again today. And I pressed my nose against the same window. A man came out and said, "Look, bud, I can't put up with this anymore. You've been standing out here for 40 years. Come in and have a free meal."
You went in, of course.
Of course. those were great days, Oscar. I wish I'd been born 30 years earlier.
You were.
Oscar, by the way, have you been to any concerts since you've been here?
Yeah, I went to a concert at Carnegie Hall.
How'd you like it?
Not so good. I wasn't playing that night.
Well, you're playing tonight, and I'm happy it's going to be a fragment of the Greek Piano Concerto. He gets paid and just plays a fragment. How do you like the thing?
man in your family, and that includes Junior, are slow to eat salads, I have an answer. Miracle Whip. Mm-hmm. Top your salads with this, the most popular salad dressing ever created, and watch them disappear. Fruit, vegetable, or crisp spring greens, they taste wonderful. You see, Miracle Whip salad dressing is a unique type of dressing, combining the qualities of old-fashioned boil dressing and fine mayonnaise. It has a lively, teasing flavor. Not only different, but irresistible. A can't-be-copied flavor that millions prefer. As for that satin smoothness you envy, a special Kraft beater gives Miracle Whip truly marvelous texture. No wonder it's America's favorite, the one and only Miracle Whip.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some. You know, I say all morning that number's been going through my head.
That sounds like a pretty grisly trip.
Now, look. The reason I was thinking of that song was I've been lying up in my room at the hotel listening to the baseball games on the radio. And believe me, they're pretty dull. It occurred to me that you and I could make baseball broadcasts much more entertaining, you know.
Don't be such a pig. Make a comeback on one program at a time.
Well, here's the idea I had, Oscar. Instead of saying, well, over there on the other side of the field, the New York Yankees have come out of the dugout, I'd sing, over there, over there. Send the word over there, that the Yanks are coming, the Yanks are coming.
That's great, Al. But wait a minute. Supposing the Yanks are playing the Cleveland Indians.
The Yanks are playing the Cleveland Indians? Oscar, that's simple. When I'm calling you,
gee, Jeanette McDonald is playing for the Indians.
Oscar, here's one that kind of stumps me. Now, suppose Bob Feller is pitching for the Indians. How would you announce that?
Well, maybe this will throw you into something, I hope.
A feller needs a girl to sit by his side. How's that, Oscar boy?
That sounds more like pitching woo.
Pitching woo. It's a night game. Now DiMaggio leaves his plate at Cook Shaw's and steps up to the plate at the Yankee Stadium long enough to hit a home run. What do we do then?
After
the ball is over.
I got another one for you, Al.
Yeah?
Tina! Tina!
Wait a minute, wait a minute. What's that for?
I get hungry at ball games.
Look, Oscar, suppose it's the end of a Dodger game, and now we interview Leo DeRosa.
Gee, that's a pretty tough assignment. Leo's a strong, silent type. He always keeps his mouth shut.
Well, I figured like this. If I could get Leo to talk the way he feels today, this is about what he might say.
What a day this has been. What a fine mess we're in. Every Dodger has some ache or pain. How I cried in my hanky when Mr. Ricky sold at Stanky. Gee, I wish we had Dixie again. A pitcher I find who goes well. To the Pirates, the next day we sell. And then there's Pete Reeser sick with an ankle that's thick. But by far worse of all, bring back Shotten, they call. How I wish I was home with Lawrence.
Now that you've broken up organized baseball, I wish you'd do me a favor and sing Yo Bear You Tan.
Sing what?
Yo Bear You Tan.
Yo Bear You Tan?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
That's Nature Boy, backwards.
Well, as long as I want to stay on his job and my wife needs some clothes, I'll sing it the right way.
There was a bar, a very strange enchanted bar. They say he wandered very far, very far over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, just he said to me, the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
Say you didn't say anything about my singing. Come on, you can be frank with me. What did you think of Nature Boy?
It made me think of Nature Girl.
That's the silliest thing I ever heard.
I think so.
Hoskin, you can be replaced with a player of piano and two nickels. You know that, don't you?
Gee, you're loosening up. That's more than I'm getting now.
Hoskin, what's that?
It's Dorothy Pearson in the Metropolitan Opera. She's warming up.
Son, when she comes to a boil, send her over to Jolie.
Hello, Al. Hello, Oscar.
Hello, Dorothy. Gee, it's swell having you back on the Kraft Music Hall again. Dorothy, tell me something. While you're away, you listened to the show, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, tell me. Now, what part of the show did you really like best?
She says she likes me best. I'll get fired.
Dorothy, by any chance, did you want to sing something?
You didn't come here to raffle a turkey.
You want to know something, Oscar? If she did, I'd buy all the chances on a turkey, believe me.
With your money, you could buy Turkey, Czechoslovakia, and Greece.
Oscar. There's an iron curtain between us. Ladies and gentlemen, our beautiful guest, Miss Dorothy Pearson, the Metropolitan Opera Company, will sing Romany Light.
Never any other have we.
See, honestly, I don't know what to say, except that was great. Just great.
Thank you, Al.
You know, I was just wondering about something while you were singing. I was wondering what it... Well, I don't know how to say this, honey, but... Pardon me. I was wondering what it would be like to be married to an opera singer, that's all.
I can just imagine being married to you, Al.
Really?
This morning, breakfast is ready. Yes. Breakfast is ready.
Sounds like eggs again. Oh, here I am, my dear. Mind if I eat in my bathrobe?
Yes, not at all. But either dry your hair or stop leaning over the table. The toast's getting soggy.
Morning, Ma. Morning, Pa.
Are we playing this in Arkansas? Oscar, my son, why don't you knock before you come in the room?
What for? I've been knocking you all season.
Peter, what's your table manner?
Well, what's the matter, darling wife? I ain't got my elbows on the table.
I know, but you're not supposed to hold your pancakes down with your knees.
I thought you were going to say pants.
Yeah, get off your knees, Pa, before you start to sing.
Oscar, you be a good boy and go practice your piano lesson.
I don't want to play piano. I want to play the drums.
You'll play the piano.
All right, I'll play the piano. But it'll sound like the drums.
The boy is so right.
Oh, this is such a delicious breakfast. Oh, pass me the wheat cake. Pass me the syrup. Pass me the butter.
Please, mother. Don't sing at the table. You're shaking the yolk out of my egg.
Our boy.
Come here, Oscar, son. Climb upon my knee. When there are gray skies, I don't mind the gray skies.
Look, Pa, I'm 29 now. Don't you think I'm getting a little old for this? Don't you think I'm a little... Well, that's nature, girl. Ma, I want to ask you something. Tell me, why did you marry Pa?
He wanted to marry an opera singer.
Why an opera singer?
He's been married to everybody else.
Now, listen, wife. That last remark was uncalled for. Now, darling, for your information, I need you like a hole in the head.
But, Pa, you've got a hole in the head.
I wondered where the light was coming from when my mouth was closed. Dorothy, you haven't brought this boy up right. If he were any younger, he'd be a delinquent.
Asa, you can't talk to me that way. I'm going home to my mother.
I'll go home to mine. Mammy. Mammy. I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles.
If this racket continues, I'd like to go home to somebody.
Now listen, son. You go over there and sit down at that piano before I give you a punch. And I'll show you how much I love Mommy.
Show me, baby.
Somebody loves me. I wonder who. I wonder who he can be.
Somebody wants me. I wish I knew who he is, and he worries me.
For every gal who passes by, I shout, hey. Maybe
You were meant to be my loving baby.
Is that why you came back on the show?
Uh-huh.
Somebody loved me.
I wonder who may be.
I saw a new cabbage in the market the other day and wished I'd been in there for a big bowl of old-fashioned coleslaw. You like it at your house? Oh, I thought so. What tastes better than tender green cabbage shredded just right, mixed with a little onion and celery and tossed with plenty of Miracle Whip? With its lively, teasing flavor, not too bland, not too sharp, Miracle Whip salad dressing adds downright irresistible goodness to even the plainest salad. Now, I'm not the only one who thinks so. Famous Miracle Whip is truly America's favorite. The most popular salad dressing ever created. A unique type of dressing, it combines the qualities of old-fashioned boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise. Has a marvelous flavor all its own. Then a special beater, exclusive with Kraft, gives Miracle Whip velvety smoothness, sheer perfection of texture. So if you'd be famous for your coleslaw, for all your salads, make them with the one and only Miracle Whip.
Folks, last Tuesday, a famous American songwriter had a birthday. He's 60th. Just a kid. For 40 of those 60 years, he's been turning out hit songs that three generations have danced to, laughed to, and cried to. Though he has a few more wrinkles and wears a little stronger pair of glasses, he still writes the kind of songs that keep him up there as the number one American composer. Of the 800 songs that Irving Berlin has written, here's one of my favorites. I hope it's yours.
Remember the night you said, I love you. Remember you bowed by all the stars above you. Remember we found a lovely spot after I learned to care a lot. You promised that you'd forget me all.
Next Wednesday on this network. Remember, next Thursday's guest on Kraft Music Hall will be Henry Morgan.
Ask any expert homemaker. She'll tell you it's the dressing that makes the salad. That's why these two delicious French dressings made by Kraft are so popular. Kraft French dressing and Miracle French dressing. Take the first one, Kraft French dressing. It has a smooth come-on flavor that everyone goes for. Mild, but just spicy enough. Taste it soon and see. Then there's Miracle French dressing. A sophisticated, more highly seasoned flavor with just a tantalizing touch of onion and garlic. They're both outstanding, so try the two and find your special favorite. Kraft French dressing or Miracle French dressing?
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.